I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Wednesday, July 28th, 2010. If you bought a hammer, you could go home and pound any nail you want with it. But what if the company that made the hammer said you could only pound the nails they approve and that they sold you? What kind of weird hammer is that? Well, substitute hammer and nails with iPhone and software. Apple has always had control over what you could do on the iPhone it sold you. But this week, the Library of Congress ruled that if you own an iPhone, you should be able to run any kind of software that works, not just what Apple says is okay. It's called jailbreaking your phone. Karen Coyle is a veteran librarian. She's worked as a consultant for the Library of Congress.
This was the fourth time that the Library of Congress has modified the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to allow uses that would not have otherwise been allowed under the law. In this year's ruling, it allows you to make modifications to the software on your cell phone so that you can run programs on your cell phone that might not have otherwise been allowed. I think this is going to become known as the iPhone ruling, which basically it allows you to run programs on your iPhone if you can jailbreak the phone, if you can get through the technology that's built in there, that you can run programs that have not been approved by Apple.
Now, I've heard this connected with Apple quite a bit and with the iPhones quite a bit, but yes, Presumably it relates to BlackBerries and Android phones and everything else. Why is it the Apple ruling?
Primarily because Apple has been very strict about saying that only Apple software or Apple-approved software could be run on the iPhone.
That's Karen Coyle. Now, actually, overhauling your iPhone is kind of a pain. Most people won't do it. Apple even says your warranty is void if you do. Good sports, Apple. But what could this mean to all the other stuff you sort of buy and sort of license, like downloaded music and movies? How about it, Anthony Falzone, executive director of the Fair Use Project at Stanford University's Center for Internet and Society?
It used to be by virtue of the first sale doctrine, there was no doubt in the world that you owned the physical copy of that album on vinyl. You could loan it to a friend, you could resell it, you could dance on it, throw it away if you wanted to. And increasingly, the folks who provide digital goods, whether it's software or you mentioned music or any other kind of content, have decided they're not selling you anything, they're only licensing it, and have tried to enforce any number of restrictions through those licenses, right down to what other software you can use on your computer.
Anthony Falzone. So what the Library of Congress then is saying is you already had the right to do this stuff all along. They're just stopping companies like Apple from getting in your way. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Apple's been keen on iPhones and iPads for a while, but it turns out they still sell computers. Apple has rolled out new Mac computers with more powerful processors. Also in the store, a trackpad to make your computer work more like a touchscreen. And Intel says it's developed a chip that replaces electronic signals with lasers. Lasers! And it's fast enough to download a high-definition movie or 100 hours of music in 1 second. One of the newest Facebook games is a really dumb game about how dumb Facebook games are, especially the wildly popular game Farmville. Ian Bogost is video game designer and critic and inventor of Cow Clicker.
You get a cow and you click it, and then you get a click, which is like a point, and 6 hours later you can click your cow again. You can invite your friends to your pasture, and then you get a little picture of their cow, and when you click, they also click, and you can accrue clicks. Over time, you can collect Mooney, which is the virtual currency in Cow Clicker, either by clicking other players' clicks or by buying it with real cash. And then you can buy premium cows. There's a whole variety, a golden bling cow, a bacon cow, a variety of actual cow breeds, Holstein red cows and what have you. And that's it. The point was definitely to try to make a game even more pointless than Farmville is, but pointless in the same way. One of the challenges here is to try to imagine what a success would be for this project. If millions of people play it, have I succeeded or failed?
Well, Ian Bogost, thank you for being part of the solution and the problem at the same time.
Thanks very much.
You can play Cow Clicker on Facebook right now, if you must. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.